This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to spend the next segment of our program talking about urban development, how best to transform a part of Cambridge into a vibrant mix of outdoor cafes, green, retail, and office space, as well as housing. Specifically, we're going to focus on a proposal by MIT to redevelop Kendall Square. And Meghna, let me start with you. When you hear Kendall Square, what do you think of?
I think of usually the sort of cold, nondescript dash that I make from the Kendall Square T stop to the Kendall Cinema. And I try to make that dash as fast as possible, usually, because there's nothing really, in my mind, between the two points for me.
I have the same experience. For years, I guess I've headed over there to catch a movie, maybe dinner, maybe an interview at MIT, but it's never felt like a real neighborhood. It's cold. There's no sense of urban hub there. But now comes a proposal from MIT to address that, and our own Adam Raguzia has been looking into this story and joins us now. So, Adam, what does MIT propose to do?
Well, it's interesting, Anthony. Ultimately, what MIT proposes to do is predicated on the admission of everything that Meghna just said, that there's sort of a lack of place at this place. It's a place in between some other places. There's a lot of wonderful stuff going on behind all the doors, but there's not much of an indication on the street level that that is the case. If we were to go there right now at 3 o'clock, there's probably people walking up and down, even with the snow, but they're not staying for drinks after work.
So there is part of the challenge. And before we get to the particulars of this proposal, Adam, this isn't the first time Kendall Square has been targeted for a major redesign.
That's absolutely right. So, in fact, it's on its third or fourth remaking at this point. And I was reminded of that this week by Michael Owu, who is the real estate director of the MIT Investment Management Company, which is really spearheading this most recent redesign of Kendall Square.
The building to the left here many years ago was a chocolate factory, and you know, across the Tech Square, there was a rendering plan.
Owu is also a bit of a historian of Kendall's industrial past.
You know, and those were the industries of the time, and Cambridge's ability to transform and keep with technology as it's changing is what's been really successful. And what we're trying to do is make sure that it has the capacity to continue to do that into the future.
Historically speaking, Cambridge has not been able to take that capacity for granted here in Kendall Square. 45 years ago, NASA picked Cambridge as the site of its new space center. The Cambridge Redevelopment Authority pushed out most of Kendall's factories to make way. But the plan fell through, and a few years later, it was all...
Houston, we've had a problem.
Instead of Kendall, we have a problem. Though Kendall, at that point, definitely did have a problem.
So the air was sort of essentially vacant. You know, a few remaining industrial buildings and vacant lots.
At what point did this area take on the look that it has now with the brick pavers and the median with the flags and all of that?
Most of it came out of the urban renewal program in the 80s, beginning sort of in the early 80s, when Cambridge Center was first developed.
When you pop out of the T station, Cambridge Center is the big brick complex to the north with the tall Marriott Hotel and the Legal Seafoods.
So it's really in the last, call it 20, 30 years that this air began to change, at least on the north side of the street.
And on the south side of Main Street, MIT moved in and proceeded to build the academic and lab buildings where much of the human genome got mapped and a million other little advances either spun off or drew in an orbiting array of high-tech companies. It's an urban success story. What more could you ask for?
We all love Legal Seafood. I've eaten there many times, but I'd like a couple more choices in the area.
Steve Marsh is Michael Owu's boss at the MIT Investment Management Company, which handles MIT's extensive real estate holdings here in Kendall. And as boastful as he is of the dense innovation cluster here, Marsh confesses the square is, well, kind of boring.
We want this to be an exciting, vibrant place. It's got a lot of interesting people, a lot of young people looking, you know, for activities. And I think that type of environment just is missing that component.
Marsh says this notion of a Kendall redux started bubbling inside MIT a couple of years ago. They put together a proposal for 8 major new buildings, mostly along Main Street, about 2 million square feet of retail, office, lab, and residential space. They put together some artist mock-ups, and starting back in April, these two guys began delivering a PowerPoint presentation to every business owner, every neighborhood group, every city official they could pin down.
What we're showing here is a sort of a two-story cornice line for the portion of the buildings that would abut the street.
Brightly colored sketches show sidewalk cafes and gingerbread storefronts. Set back above the street level, three glass towers climb as high as anything in Kendall now.
There's an opportunity for some terrace seating as well as we step the building back.
You can watch an abbreviated version of this presentation right now at wbur.org/Boston. At the heart of MIT's concept is an elaborate piazza surrounding a totally rebuilt T station. Complete with a giant TV screen, it feels like Times Square a la Cambridge.
But you can imagine some outdoor events here around sporting events or other major world events with outdoor seating and opportunities for people to interact.
The pictures look happy and vibrant. The little pastel pedestrians, happy, vibrant. But it's all much bigger and taller than the current zoning allows.
Good evening. A quorum of the City Council being present, this meeting will come to order.
And while MIT's concept has drawn lots of praise, not everyone at Cambridge City Hall is ready to sign off.
We are trying to build a gracious, wonderful city for people. And the government of this place has got to know that the bottom line dollar-driven development does not give you interesting places.
City Councilor Ken Reeves says MIT has a bad track record when it comes to developing livable neighborhoods. A few years ago, MIT hooked up with a company called Forest City to develop another new micro-city southwest of Central Square. It's called University Park. It's a dense collection of ultra-modern office and lab buildings, a few residential mid-rises, but not a whole lot in the way of nightlife or storefronts. And Reeves, who signed off on the original plan, has buyer's remorse.
We did not get a people place because the only purpose of University Park is to make money.
And the plot thickens with this news. While MIT is in the most preliminary stages with its Kendall redevelopment, plans are much further along to raise and redevelop a whole city block in Central Square, where the venerable music venue All Asia Cafe now sits. The developer? For a city.
And now they have the wild idea, we want to bring some more of that out on Mass Ave. Well, thank you very much. I don't think that's what we need.
Now, City Councilor Denise Simmons is more optimistic about the pending development than her colleague, Councilor Reeves, but she's concerned that if all these projects happen at once, the eastern third of Cambridge could be choked with construction.
I applaud the work. I'm excited about it. But I am saying to you and to this council, we have to pay attention to the staging of all of this.
I just wanted to add one word here that needs to be included, which is housing.
Vice Mayor Henrietta Davis is concerned about the low number of new residential units she's seeing.
In the mix has to be, where are those people who are going to work there going to live? Are they all going to drive into the city? How are they going to get there? Are we going to have life on the street after 5 o'clock at night, or is it going to be a wasteland in the evening?
Ultimately, the Cambridge City Council has come to the conclusion that these questions cannot be considered separately, nor can they be entirely answered by a private entity like MIT. At present, they're looking to hire a consultant who can conduct what they call a visioning study for the entire Central to Kendall corridor, from Mass Ave to Main Street. And at least some councilors say they won't consider any major project in the area until that study is complete.
And that report from Radio Boston's Adam Raguzia. And Adam, thanks for that. And stay with us, will you?
I shall.
Good, because we're going to dig deep into this whole subject of urban redesign and ask our listeners to weigh in. What do you think about what you just heard? What do you think Kendall Square needs to become a more vibrant and livable neighborhood? And do you feel that MIT has the vision to take this on? Give us a call. We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. And we'd especially like to hear from you if you live near Kendall Square. You can also check out a slideshow on MIT's proposal on our website. That's at wbur.org/Boston. And joining us in the studio right now is Sarah Gallup. She's co-director of government and community relations at MIT. And welcome to Radio Boston, Sarah Gallup. Good to have you.
Thank you, Anthony. It's great to be here.
So we heard Adam's report. Why now? Why is MIT proposing this project right now?
Well, as Steve Marsh said a few minutes ago, you heard we've been thinking about it for some time. That experience that Meghna described in Kendall Square is a real one for all of us. Every day when we're in Kendall Square, people come up off the T and ask us where MIT is. They wonder where they can go and eat. There are several good restaurants in Kendall Square right now, but we need more.
It's a complicated answer, by the way, Sarah, how to get to MIT. You got to turn a left out of the T station. You got to go behind some buildings. You got to go past a parking lot. Then you got to cut through another building. Then you got to go into something ominously called the Infinite Corridor. And there you are. Easy.
Well, listen, Sarah, so there's a lot of facts and figures about numbers of buildings and square footage of development, but what's the big vision here? I mean, make it more livable? I mean, what's the sort of hook to sort of describe this event?
I think the main thing that we want to try to accomplish is something that we're calling placemaking. And the idea there, and by the way, it's 1.1 million square feet, this proposal that we're discussing. And, you know, what we think is that Kendall Square is an unsurpassed center of innovation. No one can quarrel with that. But mostly when you discover that innovation, it's happening from the second floor up. It's not happening on the street floor. It's the street level experience needs enlivening, and that's really what we're after. We want to try to create a 24/7 dynamic gathering place where people can come together and go to restaurants, go to unique retail, just be together, experience meaningful cultural exhibits or venues, and be in an urban plaza that might take in a movie or the World Cup or something like that.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like a great idea. You're talking about, you said 1.1 million square feet. I've seen numbers that put it closer to 2 million square feet, because I guess in that number are the 800,000 square feet that you guys have a right to develop anyway, correct?
Right. And so this proposal, the proposal would be, let me just be clear, there is no proposal right now.
It's a suggestion. Right. It's an idea.
It's a big idea. We've got a big idea. At the moment, it's 1.1 million. And let me just describe, what that feels like. I'll compare it to something in the news right now. We heard about Vertex moving over to the waterfront area, and that one tenant will take up space that is more than the space that we're discussing here, 1.1 million. Another way to think about it, you might be familiar with our new Koch Center for Integrative Cancer Research on Main Street, a beautiful new building. This project at 1.1 million square feet over 5 to 10 years would be about three of those.
Well, we've got some listeners on the line. We also have another voice I want to bring into this conversation. You've been shopping this around to neighborhood groups, to the Cambridge City Council. Here in the studio is Charlie Marquardt. He's a board member of the East Cambridge Planning Team. Charlie, good to have you.
Good to be here.
Your response, good idea? Do you have faith that MIT is the organization to lead this, what, you know, is a major rebuilding of a public space?
Well, there's a number of big questions in there. Is this the right thing to do? I think when you heard a number of the councilors, a number of the other folks talking about this, there's a need to plan the entire corridor from the Longfellow Bridge, including that construction, which seems to get left out an awful lot, all the way up through Central Square. We have in Kendall Square the single most innovative square mile in the country and the world. We need to make sure that we grow that and move it forward. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we see it as such. So we're looking at ways that not just MIT, but we can work with the neighborhoods and the city to build a place that we're all, you know, happy to say that we had something to do with it 20 or 30 years from now.
What's your biggest concern, if you have one? I mean, what's the biggest caution, I guess, you'd want to throw out there to MIT?
The biggest caution we have is if you look at all the development that's gone on in Kendall Square so far, there's one big component that's been missing, and that's people. We all talk about wanting to make it a place that people will be there 24/7 or even 20/7, let's say, or even on Saturday. And there's no residential. And we just had a passage of an expansion of the Broad Institute that took a potential residential building and deferred it into the future. So there's been little to no residential development around Kendall, and that's when you look at areas that have grown up and become far more lively, you see residential people living there. And now, there is some residential in this idea. It's 66 or so units.
Is that enough, Sarah Gale?
It's at the moment we're saying 60,000, which you're right, is about 60 units. And, you know, here's the interesting thing about it, because I think we do believe that housing needs to play a role in this proposal and in this development. But there are conflicting opinions about housing, about parking, about whether these outdoor screens will work or not, about whether looking like Times Square is a good thing or a bad thing, about whether we should have an urban plaza or a green plaza. But on housing, we actually have heard people say we don't need more housing. We've heard people say that amount of housing probably is about right. And others say, I won't even consider your proposal until the housing is augmented. So we get conflicting ideas.
Now, Sarah, you do have some critics out there. They raise a couple of concerns. One of them is questions about MIT's track record on this kind of thing already. For example, in Central Square, MIT partnered with the city of Cambridge to put new theater companies in a building owned by MIT, but the ground floors remain pretty much vacant, and your critics say that's because MIT is asking too much rent. How can you allay these concerns by critics that you guys are going to take the lead and really create a sense of urban vibrancy that might be lacking in a neighborhood like Central Square, for example?
Well, I think retail is a very important piece. It's probably the most important piece to this puzzle. And retail is tricky, and we're just sort of coming out of a recession, I hope at least. And you're right, we have had some struggles with retail. And you know, one of those places was the theater space on Mass Ave. And I just want to say about that, we actually talked to over 100 tenants to try to bring people into that space, showed it to maybe up to 70 tenants, and offered many, many letters of intent. And there are struggles with that space. It's very deep compared to its storefront. Some people had challenges with the space. Some people didn't like the location. There were several reasons. You know, there are circumstances behind every situation.
Okay.
And I think what I really want to let you know, though, is that I just want to rattle off the new tenants that we have coming into some of our
spaces.
Can
you do it briefly? Because I'm dying to get some callers. In fact, let's come back to that, Sarah. I'll take you at your word, but we've got a dozen callers hanging out on the line that really want to get into this conversation. We're talking about remaking Kendall Square. What's your vision for this part of Cambridge? Let's go to Diana, who's calling from the North End.
Hi, yes.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, thanks for having me. I walk through Kendall Square all the time, and I spend a lot of time in Cambridge. And Kendall Square is like no other neighborhood in Cambridge in that there's no life at the ground level. So I think if you can do something to bring more business into Kendall Square, like more of the really cool companies that are doing really great things like Google and Microsoft and all those guys, but also still get the ground floor so that it's got great stuff like cafes and restaurants and local stores, then I just can't see how that isn't a win for everybody. I would love to have another neighborhood that's right over the Salt and Pepper Bridge for me to go visit.
All right, Diana. Well, thanks. Charlie Marquardt, sounds like a good idea. Do you support Diana's view for what should happen in Kendall Square?
100%. We need a place that's a place that people will be willing to go to from the neighborhood, and also the people who work there will stay and hopefully even live there. We don't want it to be a transient neighborhood where people just go and work, get back in their cars, and leave. There is a phenomenal amount of development, as one of the speakers earlier mentioned, going on the eastern side of Cambridge. You have North Point reinvigorated, Alexandria, which we don't want to forget, 1.7 million square feet, two buildings already in the design stage right up the street. So let's get something where we can have retail and retail that works and retail that's not just any other retail. We, not to pick on any retail stores, but we want Cambridge type of retail. Innovative, small mom-and-pop shops, people that are starting up. We don't want chains.
Are you confident, Charlie Marquardt, that MIT can lead this?
I am confident that with a good group of citizens from Cambridge, Cambridge government, some of the folks that are throwing other ideas out there, because it's not just MIT and Kendall Square. Sure, they want to build it, but it's an entire square that has other, you know, let's call them stakeholders in there. You've got the citizens in the, not just East Cambridge, but Area 4, Wellington, Harrington, the MIT students. But then you have Boston Properties, Alexandria, Twining, and a whole bunch more that need to all work together with the government of Cambridge all the way up through Central Square to make something that fits all of Cambridge.
Well, let's get another caller in here. David calling from Cambridge, of all places. Hi, David.
Sure. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Good to have you.
You know, I think there are very few places in the world, much less in the United States, where you have the massing of the intellectual capital like you have in Cambridge and specifically Kendall Square. I think to not have the architecture and the massing of the physical landscape reflect that's a shame. I've seen the plans that MIT has on tap, and I think if they can create half or two-thirds of what they've got on tap, it would be a huge addition to the neighborhood. It is about retail. I think it has to be economically sustainable, and I think MIT can achieve that. So I'm glad to see them making progress on it.
Well, Sarah, there's David from Cambridge who's given you a vote of confidence. Let me throw out a concern that I just want you to get to respond to. Residents might be forgiven for being at least cautious about this, particularly in this economy. I mean, we saw Harvard launch big plans to develop parts of Alston and start it up, and dig some holes in the ground, and then bring it all to a lurching stop. What assurances can we have, can folks in that neighborhood have, that that kind of thing isn't going to happen in this project?
Well, this big idea of ours is a really a long-distance run, and we want to make sure that it's going to work. It's in our best interest and the best interest of everybody around us, all the stakeholders that Charlie just mentioned. And I want to add to that group the Kendall Square Association, which is a new organization of 125 members in Kendall Square. We have to continue doing what we're doing, which is to listen to each other, talk to each other, come up with a plan that is viable. We hope the economy is improving, and we're looking 5 to 10 years out for completion. So I think we have the time and the ability, the expertise, the resources, and the people around us to get it right.
You mentioned the stakeholders, and let me bring our reporter, Adam Raguzia, back into the conversation. Adam, you spoke to members of the Cambridge City Council. Speaking of stakeholders, what are you hearing from city councilors about this project?
Sure. When you talk to folks just off the record, what they tell you is that they're concerned about a plan of this magnitude originating outside of the civic institutions, originating in a private entity. That said, what they really feel happy about is they feel like the audacity of the MIT plan, such as it is in quotation marks, has really sprung them from their complacency and forced them to understand that there's a lot going on in the Kendall to Central area that just needs to be considered as a whole. And that's the very ambitious process that they're embarking on right now. Just at last night's city council meeting, we heard the city council pass another resolution to put out a design competition for a student with a big cash prize to see if they come up with any cool ideas for Central to Kendall. They also passed, I love this, this is a great resolution, directing the city manager to communicate with some various stakeholders in Kendall Square about the design of a proactive science game. And they debated,
this is Cambridge.
They debated that for 15 minutes, and I still have no idea what that means. Okay. So Cambridge, I love it.
All right. Well, we'll devote another hour of the program to that on another day.
Big time.
Let's try to get one more call in really quickly. Kennedy is calling from Cambridge. Hi, Kennedy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay, what's my mind? It's like this project I've been hearing all side, it sounds great, but they always promise these things when I be developed Cambridge. Where is it? So in the past 25 years, they said the same thing when they were redoing all these buildings over there. Nothing happened. I would like to see something nice in Cambridge where I can take my kids, like something like the big screen, something like Times Square. We would like to see that. We, the resident of Cambridge, would like to see something. We don't want to go to Boston. We don't want to go outside. We want to stay into the city. If they could bring something nice, we will appreciate it. But also, we need jobs in Cambridge. If this can bring jobs for the people in Cambridge, we are for it.
Well, that's great. Okay, another I suppose, an expression of confidence for the project there, Sarah Gallup. We only have a few seconds left. What's next? What's the time? You talked about a 5 to 10 year timeline. What's the next step in this process?
Well, as Adam talked about, the city's embarking on a study process, an urban planning process, which we really embrace. We are going to be a part of that. We hope that all the neighborhoods and community people will be a part of that as well, the Kendall Square Association. I think at some point in that process, we're actually going to file our zoning petition, and what we're told is that it'll be used as a case study, and we'll take it from there.
Well, thanks, Sarah, for coming in and talking about this. Very grateful to you.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Gallup. She's co-director of government and community relations at MIT. We also heard from Charlie Marquardt, a member of the East Cambridge planning team. Thank you, Charlie, for coming in.
Thank you.
And our own Radio Boston's Adam Raguzia. Adam, always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Listeners, if you want to weigh in on MIT's plans for Kendall Square, you can have a chance this evening when MIT delivers its annual Town Gown Report to the Cambridge Planning Board tonight at 7 at the Central Square Senior Center. Public comments are accepted. When we come back, a check on the traffic situation, given all the snow that's falling, and we'll talk with the artistic director of the Boston Lyric Opera about their latest production scheduled to open tonight. Stay with us. This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks with Meghna Trakrabarty. We'll be back in a moment.